What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Lily Talks and Resells. Today I'm going to talk about just being persistent and not giving up. So I would say over the last month or so, I've kind of dealt a lot with having good days and then having bad days and then having good days and then having bad days and not finding anything and then finding good shit while outsourcing. And I kind of wanted to talk about that because I would say over my first year, a little over a year on eBay, literally every time I would go sourcing, I would always find something good. And also, I guess I did a lot of bad buys back then. So a lot of the stuff that I thought was good was not actually good. But let me go ahead and just let it out there. You know, sometimes there's going to be days where you're not really going to find anything. But I think that having the perspective in order to really just see the fact that even if we don't buy anything, if we don't find anything good, at least we didn't end up buying something that was bad, that wouldn't resell, that is going to sit there for a long time, something that isn't really worth a lot of money. You know, I would say no buys are better than bad buys. And I actually had this happen to me recently where I believe it was like 2 weeks ago where I went out sourcing for about 5 hours. I did not find not one thing. Literally, I did not find not one freaking thing. I was like so pissed off. I was like, oh my God, like really? I guess in a sense, like we kind of get upset when we don't find anything because if it's 1 hour, if it's 2, 3, 4 hours, if it's a whole day and we don't find anything, you know, we think about it kind of like, oh, we wasted a bunch of time driving around, going through store to store when we could have either, you know, did something around the house, whether we could have taken pictures of some items we already have at home, whether it's listing some of the dead pile. You know, all these things that sometimes we get upset because we feel like we just wasted our time. But at the end of the day, it could be a variety of reasons. Either you didn't go to the stores that had stuff that day. I think that a lot of it, I will chalk it up to two things. One of them will be probably just the holiday slowdown. You know, a lot of people are kind of just like, we are broke as hell. And they're either not donating stuff or, you know, just people are just like kind of recovering from the holidays where it's like they don't really donate anything or they are keeping the good stuff for now. And they, you know, so and also another thing that might be is perhaps you are not perhaps choosing the right stores or you're not hustling hard enough or you're not focused enough. You're not paying attention. Cause I feel that for me, I guess that's kind of part of it where it's like, I don't necessarily feel that I'm hustling hard enough, because I normally would say that I try to eat at home. I try to not eat out. And in order to avoid going home, I tend to kind of go a full blown 5 hours, 5, 6 hours of sourcing. And then I start to get really hungry. So then I come back home and I kind of stop sourcing. So what I would say for me would be probably tomorrow. And yesterday was actually one of those days where I didn't find anything. On January 1st, they actually had a 50% off sale at the... they had a 50% off sale at my favorite thrift store. And I got a whole bunch of shit. But then on that same, Friday, I think it was January 6th, I went back to that store because it was on Monday and I did not find anything. I only found 4 items that entire day. I think I sourced for like about 5 hours. And then yesterday I found literally only 1 thing in 5 hours of sourcing. So it can get a little frustrating, right? But tomorrow is Monday. So what I decided to do is that I am actually going to do a 12-hour day of sourcing tomorrow and try to see. I mean, maybe I'm not hustling hard enough. Maybe I am not, maybe I'm too repetitive with my stores. Maybe, you know, it could be a lot of things. So definitely, I think that when you start to become stagnant. And something I think it's a good idea to perhaps switch things up, whether it's go to another side of town or even go to the next town close to your town, choosing different stores. It could also be perhaps trying something new. I actually recently, this past week, I did open a Amazon seller account, and I'm actually going to start trying to resell books. So I actually ordered a Bluetooth scanner, and I'm actually looking forward for it to come back and for it to arrive, actually. And I believe it arrives on Thursday, so I'm really excited. Tomorrow I will be going to my favorite thrift store since they have the sales on Mondays. Hopefully I can find something good this time around. Last week, obviously, I couldn't. But I'm still going to scan some books with the Amazon app because they have a huge section of books. So I'm really excited for not this Monday, but the Monday after to go and actually get some good shit. So yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that a lot. But yeah, I mean, once again, if you are going through like a little slump or anything like that, don't fret. Don't get discouraged. It happens to all of us. And, you know, just adapt, change something. If you think that you can change something, perhaps going to a different store, perhaps going through to a different part of town, like try to focus on what you can control. And what you can control is what you source, where you source. You know, all that stuff are things that you can control, or perhaps cross-listing. Also, another thing that I've noticed that has helped me, and I've noticed that has helped other people, and I've had good luck with it in the past, is, for example, if you have listings that are just not moving, you can also end the listing, right? And then revise the listing, perhaps change something in the title, add some more details, something, and then relist the item. So when you take out the listing and relist it, it kind of shows up as a new listing. So it might trigger the algorithm in order for you to be able to perhaps make some sales or refresh the item so it gets more views if it's stagnant. So that can really help boost your sales as well. So again, I mean, if you're going through a slump, try to find something you can change. Try to find something you can change, and, you know, hopefully that works for you. But once again, don't get discouraged. It happens to all of us. I have actually found a lot of items that are worth a lot of money, but they haven't moved yet. So, you know, it happens. But yeah, we learn, we move on, and we adapt, and we just keep at it. So good luck sourcing, you guys. And I hope that this helped a little bit. And I hope that this is encouraging to you if you are going through a slump. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, guys.